me SBS Albanian. Mësoni më shumë dhe vizitoni sbs.com.au/albanian.
The Victorian government has launched fund dedicated to helping Victorians impacted by the recent and devastating bushfires. Donations to the new fund will be held in a dedicated account overseen by Mr. Pat McNamara, former Victorian Deputy Premier and Minister for Police and Emergency Service. Mr. Pat McNamara is joining us today. Mr. McNamara, welcome to the SBS Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks. Good to speak to you.
Mr. McNamara, let me start with a question. You have been a Minister for Emergency Service in previous government. You also chaired the fund set up to support victims of Victoria's 2009 bushfires. Have you come across with this kind of disaster before?
Well, as you said, I chaired the fund after the disaster of 2009, which was, in terms of loss of life, was probably the largest civilian loss of life in Australian history, aside from military disasters. 173 people were killed and many more injured, and literally thousands of homes lost. So, touch wood, to date, we haven't had, both in New South Wales and Victoria, that level of loss of life. And I think the fire services and the government and police are really urging people to primarily look at their safety, and the property really is coming as a secondary issue. So we can always replace a house, but we can't replace people.
Mr. McNamara, you've been appointed by Premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews, as a chairperson of Victorian Bushfire Appeal. This fund started with $4 million donated by Victorian government. Australians always help people in need. Are you satisfied with donations so far?
Look, there's a number of funds that are asking for money, and both us and the Red Cross are raising money that will actually go to victims of the fire. There's other funds looking at other functions. Obviously, the Rural Fire Services in New South Wales and the CFA in Victoria, they're looking at funds to actually assist the operation of those fire services. So our fund is focused on the victims of the fire, and the government has given a strong undertaking that all the money raised, 100%, will go to the victims of the fires. And that's what occurred after 2009, where the government picked up all the administrative costs of running the fund. So for every dollar you put in, 100 cents of every dollar will go to people in need.
Mr. McNamara, there is urgent need for assistance to affected areas. So far, your assistance from this fund, from Victorian Bushfire Appeal, where did it go?
Well, look, at the moment we're identifying the areas of most acute risk. I'm working also with the Red Cross, who in the last couple of days, I think they've allocated for it to people who've had major losses, I think up to $5,000. And I'd want to see our two funds actually working cooperatively together so we can actually get, we hope most are insured, but we know that there are also large numbers of people that actually haven't had adequate insurance or haven't insured at all. So they're certainly going to be in a more dire circumstance. And then, of course, there's the loss of public assets. There's a lot of timber bridges that are either municipal councils have responsibility for, or state governments. There's all sorts of assets across the board that have been destroyed in these fires. And then, of course, the loss of wildlife and state forests and the national parks. Again, many of those will take some years to significantly recover.
You mentioned loss of animals and wildlife. So far, we have 26 people who lost life as a result of bushfires in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. Loss of animals in these bushfires was catastrophic. We have loss of livestock. How will this impact farmers?